الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم, and oh my goodness, we're in the last 10 nights. So these 10 days and 10 nights are really supposed to be looked after. Focus on them, try and forget everything else. I know that's really, really hard, it's not easy, but it's something we can try and do, because this is when the whole year's timetable is written. And I think giving up these 10 nights for those for a whole year is just something that we can all do. An overview as usual. Quran revealed in ayat, 6,236 ayat, put together or rather compiled by the Prophet, as advised by divinity, into surah or chapters, and there's 114 surah. What we're doing today is literally personalizing the Quran. Journaling is all about making sure that we get attached to the Quran, we love the Quran, and hopefully live the Quran, be walking, talking Qurans. That's the aspiration as such. You've seen this before, but I'm going to go over it again. Wudu, recite in Arabic. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. La ilaha illallah. And walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama 'allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. Make me fall in love with your book. Fall in love with you, ya Allah. And the book is a means, because every individual, everyone lies beneath their tongues, and we see his love in this book. That's just phenomenal. Fall in love with the book. It should be your go-to book. Our focus today is Juz 19. We're going to look at a span of three surahs. We started Furqan yesterday when we looked at Juz 18. So we're looking at Furqan, we're looking at Shu'ara, and we're looking at Naml. You've got two knickknacks there, 2689 and 20. Oh, I love 2574, and you love it as well. Just look at those eyes and you'll know Qurrata Ayn. It's just amazing. So inshallah we will look at that. 2689, my goodness, that must say something. There's a golden heart there. Well, let's see what it's talking about. We started Furqan, and when we looked at Furqan, I said we were going to look at the characteristics of those who submit to the incredibly merciful. But there's a contrast in Furqan. Furqan actually literally means that which distinguishes right from wrong. It's also a name given to the Quran, as we saw in the first verse. We looked at how the Meccans objected against the Prophet, but now we will look, as we go along, we will look at the characteristics of those who submit to the Rahman. And I would do a tick list if I were you, so we can look at ourselves and be able to gauge where we stand. But first we're going to look at Ayah 30, where the Prophet says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ, and the messenger will cry. It's actually a cry out from the heart. Ya Rabbi, O my Rabb, إِنَّ قَوْمِي, my people, اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا, they took this Qur'an as mahjur. Mahjur comes from hijra. Hijr means to emigrate. They emigrated away from the essence of the Qur'an. I'll show you in my Qur'an. I've put their Prophet's complaint. I've put down there, they've forsaken the Qur'an. Mahjura is hijra. Move away from it. The Qur'an was not meant to just pare and pare and pare and pare. Yes, there is benefit. Don't quote me to say I didn't say that there wasn't any benefit. Definitely, loads of benefit in reciting the Quran. Nobody says there isn't. The Quran is definitely beneficial to recite, but it was there to change behaviors. It was there to take me and you to our full potential. And if I don't understand it, and I don't connect to it, and I don't love it, it's not going to do that. And we don't want to be those that the Prophet complains about. Then Ayah 54. That's Ayah 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. This is talking about in-laws. If you want to know where in-laws are in the Quran, where Allah mentions them, they're in Ayah 54. So let's have a look at this. We didn't have a picture because it's very difficult to draw in-laws. What do you draw? Smiles? Frowns? I don't know. So we didn't have a picture there. But here, in essence, Allah has relationship in-laws. Look what he says. He says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا, he created human beings from water, we all know that. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِحْرًا, he made blood relationships, and then he made sihra, relationships through marriage. So in-laws are mentioned in the Quran. Mother-in-law, father-in-laws, all be happy. You're in the Quran. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا. And your Rabb is powerful. So you could write in-laws up there. The next ayah now we're going to look at is the whole range of ayat. I'm going to show you my Quran. Right from 2563 onwards. I'm going to look at my Quran right to the end. And you want to stay with me. And I've written them down here too. So while you're looking, you can copy, you can write, you can do what you want. وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. And the servants of the incredibly merciful, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. When they walk on the earth, حَوْنًا. They walk with humbleness. So their life is dominated by humility. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. And when they meet those who are ignorant, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. So in other words, when they're insulted with ignorance, they punish ignorance with kindness. Imam Ali said, be like the flower that leaves its fragrance, even on the hand that crushes it. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَكِيَامًا. They pass the night doing sajda and standing. So in other words, their nighttime activity is talking to their Rabb. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ. And they say, رَبَّنَا عَصْرِفْ أَنَّ عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Keep away the punishment of Jahannam from us. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. إِنَّ حَسَّعَتْ مُسْتَقَرًا وَمَكَامًا. They have a powerful vision of Akhirah. When they're doing something, it's like, oh my goodness, I don't want to go there if it's something that's going to take me to Jahannam. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا. And when they spend, لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. They're not extravagant, neither are they stingy. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ كَوَامًا. And they're in between. So in other words, there's moderation in their shopping habits. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا آخَرَ. They do not do shirk. They don't call upon another God with Allah. وَلَا يَقْتَلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي هِيَ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ. نفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. They don't kill, they don't murder anyone. ولا يزنون. They do not commit indecency, or they do not commit unlawful intimacy. ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. And whoever does this, Allah says their punishment, يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة, is doubled on يوم القيامة. ويخلد فيه مهانا. And they will be humiliated. However, there's always Allah, illa man tawa. Those who do repent, who turn back, wa amana, and then they believe, and they manifest their belief in amilu salihan, fa ulaika yubaddilullahu sayyatim hasanat. We will change the evil into good. Wa kana Allahu ghafurur rahima. And Allah is all forgiving and all merciful. And then he says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. They do not bear witness to that which is false. They don't witness falsehood passively. They don't have any patience with falsehood. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And they leave useless talk with dignity. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. When they're reminded of the signs of their Rabb, لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانًا. They don't fall down deaf and blind. In other words, when they're exposed to the ayat of their Rabb, they listen and they submit. Oh, and then my favorite ayah. That's where the eyes came from. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ. And these are those who say, رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا. Grant us in our spouses and our children قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنِ, the coolness of our eyes. وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us the leaders of those who have taqwa, who are God conscious. So قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنِ, I gotta explain, rider in the desert, sandstorm hits his eyes. The camel he's riding on has got windshield wipers, can actually wipe the sand away. He doesn't. So he can cover all parts of himself, but he can't cover his eyes. And they're stinging with the sand. When he comes to a shelter and he opens his eyes and he washes his eyes with water, he says, I have reached my qurrata ayn. So basically this is saying they're so family orientated, when they see their family, their eyes light up. You know, that it's the coolness of their eyes. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ. They will be granted غُرْفَة. غُرْفَة is high places, so penthouses in Jannah. Okay. بِمَا صَبَرُوا, because they did sabr. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. And they'll be met with greetings and salutations. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will live in there always. حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمَقَامًا. What an awesome place to live. So I love it. Please write them here. I put here in that dua of Imam Ali, and his descendants were all Aima. Can you see that? I mean, just keep on doing it. I've drawn some coolness of eyes, some eyes here, so I always remember. Please write them down. Maybe I can take a picture and send it across, or when you see the recording, you can redo them again. But what we're going to go to now is through the Sha'ara. Sha'ara is poets. And Sha'ara, if you're thinking about Sha'ara, there's two things. One, warners. It's literally all the prophets came as warners. And you see there's lots of prophets mentioned here. But Sha'ara, when you think of it, the Quran was sent down to the Prophet, and very pertinent for us today for Laylatul Qadr. Okay, for these 10 nights, really, really pertinent. So the first thing we're going to look at is how Prophet Ibrahim describes Allah. And it is just phenomenal. I just love this. Just absolutely love it. So he says, he's trying to describe Allah. He says, Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdin. Allah is he who created me, then he guides me with my intellect. Walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yaskin. He gives me sustenance, he gives me to eat and gives me to drink. Wa idha maridtu, he doesn't say he makes me ill. He says, when I am sick, fahuwa yashfin, he restores me to health. When you're ill, keep on reciting that. Walladhi yumituni thumma yuhin, he will cause me to die. Death is part of life. Thumma yuhin, and then he gives me life. وَالَّذِي أَتْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ, and he is the one who I hope will forgive my mistakes on the day of Qiyamah. So if you look at my Quran, I put that down in green. But in yellow, you will see the du'as that he has. And it's a good idea to look at these du'as and to be able to highlight them. So let's go over them. He says, Rabbi habli hukma wal hikmi bis salihin. My Rabb, grant me wisdom and join me with the good people. Waj'ali lisana sidqin fil akharin. Give me the truthfulness. That means don't let anybody distort my words until the end, until the day of judgment. So what I say, let nobody twist my words. Waj'alni min warathati jannatin na'im. Make me of the heirs of Jannah, you know, the highest part of Jannah. Waghfirli abi innahu kana min al-thalimin and thalim. And forgive my father because he went astray. Wala tukhzini yawma yub'athun. Don't humiliate me on the day when we are raised. Yawma la yanfa'u malun wala banun. You read this in the Munajat of Imam Ali. On the day when wealth and children will not benefit you except illa man atallaha bikalbin salim, except those who bring these children, who have these children and they have a sound heart. Can you see that? I put a green heart there. I've put sound heart. That means a heart that is firm in belief. So maybe you could highlight that too. What you will also find in this surah, I put number 3 there. Go through the surah and you'll find Allah mentions Aziz al-Rahim everywhere. Can you see that? Here there's a second time. Up here you will find Aziz al-Rahim. Aziz is always mentioned with Hakim. Aziz is the one who is powerful, the one with authority. Allah always mentions that with Hakim. But in this surah, he mentions the most powerful with Rahim. And it appears about 9 times. And you can find them. There's 2, there's 3. And as you go through the surah, you will see them. 4, 5, 6, 7. And you will see 8 and 9 here as well. There's an 8 there, Aziz al-Rahim. I should have colored this in, and maybe you can do the same as well. There you go. Aziz al-Rahim. So you find that is mentioned 9 times in the surah, okay? But we're going to look now at 192 to 195, which is pertinent for us today. So Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. No doubt, this is a revelation. This has been sent down from رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. نَزِلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. So who brought it? The one who brought it was Ruh, the Jibreel. Ameen, it came from the trustworthy messenger Jibreel to the trustworthy prophet. Prophet's known as TTC, truthful, trustworthy, compassionate. Ala kalbika, to your heart, O Muhammad. Litakuna min al-mundhirin, so you can warn them. I told you, the surah, all the prophets are known as warners here. Bilisanin arabiyyin mubeen, in plain Arabic language, it clarifies. So if you look at my Quran, I've highlighted that, but I've also put Lawh-e Mahfuz to Baytul Ma'mur, to the heart of the Prophet, so you don't forget. So you put it there as how the Quran was revealed. And now we go to where Allah mentions the name Sha'ara. Okay, so it's right here, down there. So he says, "Wa Sha'ara yattabi'uhum al-ghawun." Hey, They were astray. They went astray. So what happened? Who are they? Why is this surah called Sha'ara? I put a little post-it note which you can put as well. You can highlight Sha'ara. Now, poets were the philosophical leaders of the Quraysh. They were regarded as highly educated entertainers, social, cultural elite. They were looked up at, okay? But they needed two things. They needed an audience and they needed money. That were their incentives. So they would change topics, like I've written here. They kept changing topics. They kept changing directions as long as they could pander their audience. And in contrast, you have the Prophet who brings the same message. I've written it down here. Prophets come across generating all through time with the same message. And they would say, we want no compensation. Ma as'aluhu alayhi ajran, they would say, no compensation. For example, we read, illa mawaddatan fil qurba, except love for my near ones. So you could probably put a note there with what I've said and write that down. We're now going to look at Surah An-Naml, and that's Surah An-Naml, and you can see it here. I've cut it out. And in essence, Surah An-Naml, I put it down as an invitation to believe. Okay, there's stories of the prophets in here, including the story of Prophet Sulaiman and Bilqis, and we also have the mission of the Prophet here. And the Quran, in essence, is talked about as a guidance and good news for those who believe. So we're going to start off by looking at Ayah 1 to 3. Okay, so if you look at Ayah 1 to 3, Allah says Ta Seen, and again I mentioned to you that whenever you see Ta, you'll talk about Prophet Musa, we'll talk about the snake of Prophet Musa. Tilka ayatul Quran wa kitabim mubin. These are ayat of the Quran that make things very clear. Clear and a clarifying book. Hudan wa bushra lil mu'minin. It's a guidance and it's good news for the believers. And then he says, Alladina yukimuna salah. Describe who believers are. Just like Surah Al-Baqarah. Alladina yukimuna salah. They establish salah. Wa yu'tuna zakah. They give zakah. Wa hum bil akhirati hum yukinun. Exactly Baqarah. And they are sure of the hereafter. So in my Quran, I've highlighted that. And I have put like Baqarah. So I don't forget. I can refer back to that as well. And that's Ayah 1 to 3. Now we're going to look at where this surah's name comes from, which is Naml, which is right there. And I've highlighted Naml, and that's the ant. Well, let's look at it. So what happens here? Let's see the story. That's Prophet Sulaiman with his army going through the valley of the ants. Hatta idha atau ala wadi naml. He comes to the valley of the ants. Qalat namlatun. And the chief of the ants says, Ya ayyuha naml. Oh ants. Udkhulu masakinakum. Go inside your homes. Lock the doors. Go there. La yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junuduhum. La yash'urun. Let's hope that it doesn't happen, that Sulaiman and his army may not crush you while they do not know. They won't perceive because you're so little. And Prophet Sulaiman smiles. He picks her up on his hand and he says, you know I wouldn't do that. I'm a prophet. I understand. I would make sure that I would not step on you. She said, I'm not worried about you stepping on us physically. I was worried that the ants, when they looked at the glory and grandeur of your army, their egos, their souls would be crushed because they would feel so small. And he had her on his hand and she said, O Prophet, who is better at this time, you or me? And he said, you tell me. And she said, I am on the hands of a prophet, you are on the ground. So at this moment of time, I am better than you. So remember that story, absolutely love. So I put down Naml there. And he, seeing that, seeing her telling him this, he asks Allah, and it's a beautiful dua that he says. So he smiles and he's wondering at her word, as you can see. And he says, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mata allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. Inspire me to be grateful and my parents. So even with all this greatness, he is asking, looking at her and thinking, I've learned gratefulness. And I've drawn a hand and I've drawn her on it, by the way, just so that we can remember. The next thing we're going to look at is Ayah 23, and we're going to look at the story of Bilqis. Okay, so if you go to Ayah 23, I'll take it here. So you're going to go to Ayah 23, and we're going to talk about Bilqis. Now, you all know the story. You have the Hudhud, and the Hudhud is missing from the army, and he's inspecting his birds and he notices he's missing and he says, where is Hudhud? I'll punish him if he remains absent. And Hudhud arrives and says that he has flown over the land of Sabah. And look what he says, Inni wajadtu imra'atan. I found a woman ruling over them. Tamlikuhum. وَأُوْتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَعَلَهَا أَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. And she's looking over them. She is rich and she has a mighty throne. That's what he tells her. Okay. So you now have to go through your Quran here. And you could put Imra'ata here. And you could put Bilqis here. So you don't forget it was Bilqis they were talking about. And if you're anything like me, you can put pink for Imra'ata so you know that she was there. And he says... And he goes on to the story and he says, I found her, and this is Quran again, if you look at the next ayah, he says, Inni wajadtu, he says, wajadtuha wa qawmaha yasjuduna lishamsi min dunillah. They're actually doing sajda to their son, my goodness. So you could, if you wanted, there you go, you could put the sun there. Can you see Shams? Put that. This is what they did sajda to. And they think that is okay. And he's saying, Allah yasjudu lillahi alladhi yukhrijul khab'a fi samawati wal ard. They don't do sajda to Allah who brings out what is hidden in the heavens and the earth. Allahu la ilaha illa hu rabbul arshil adhim. And that's what he says. You could highlight that. There you go. So you know what Allah is. So he says, let me write to her. So he writes to her, Kala, he says, let's write to that. اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقيه إليهم ثم تولى عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجون. Take this letter and see if they will answer in return. So now she has this letter and she calls her cabinet. Can you see that? قالت يا أيها الملأ, she says. You see that? قالت يا أيها الملأ. So this is ayah 29. She says, إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم. I have received this honored letter. Innahu min Sulaiman. It is from Sulaiman. So you can highlight Sulaiman there. And then the only place in the Quran, only surah which has two bismillahs. Wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I've put a letter there and I've highlighted bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And now she asks her cabinet or her ministers what she should do. So they have a consultation and they decide to send a gift. And I've written here, send a gift, and we'll see what happens. But when he receives the gift, he sends them back because he says, what Allah has given me is better. And you can write that down. I just moved a little bit there. So now he has a cabinet meeting. Okay, ayah 38, if you look at that, he says, Qala ya ayyuhal malau, all my advisors, أَيُّكُمْ يَعْتِينِ بِأَرْشِهَا. Who can bring her throne to me قَبْلَ أَنْ يَعْتُونَ مُسْلِمِينَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَعْتُونَ, before they come to us submissive. So قَالَ إِفْرِيتٌ مِنَ الْجِنِ. Now Ifrit is a jinn who insults his opponents. He's not a very nice person, but he's part of the cabinet and he's part of the jinn. And he says, أَنَا أَعْتِيكَ, I will bring you مِنْ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَكُومَ مِنْ مَكَامِكَ, before you get up from here. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لِكَوِيٌ أَمِينٌ. And I am strong and I can be trusted to do that. But Sulaiman asks the others, can anybody else bring it? And you can see I've put 2740 there. قَالَ الَّذِينَ إِنَّهُ إِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ. And the one who had a little bit of knowledge of the book, we're told that Prophet Sulaiman taught him one part of the 73 knowledges of the book. And his name was Asif bin Barqiyya. He said, so he said, أَنَا أَعْتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ تُرْفَقْ عَيْنٍ. So I can bring it for you before you blink your eyes. إِلَيْكَ تُرْفَقْ. فَلَمَّا رَعَهُ مُسْتَقَرًا إِنْدَهُ كَالَ حَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّ. And he brought it. He folded the earth. He got to her place and he brings the throne. But I'd like you to highlight حَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّ. Anytime something awesome happens, like you wake up in the morning to a new day. هذا من فضل ربي. So I've written down here, Sulaiman, I've put down the book, one out of 73 parts, Asif bin Barqiyya, who folded the earth, stepped in her court and brought her throne. Now you can read the rest of the story. It's quite self-explanatory. It's not difficult at all. And we find that how she decides now when she decides to surrender herself to him, and when she goes there, because she sees her throne and she says, oh my goodness, this is my throne. So she goes there, and on the orders of Prophet Suleiman, a palace of glass is built in honor of Bilqis. The floor is made out of glass and water is put underneath it. And when she goes into this place, she lifts her skirt, and he tells her the futility of perception, of thinking something is greater than Allah. And she understands what he's trying to say, and she does end up marrying him. But look at her dua, and we'll find her dua in ayah 44, and it's talking about the glass as well. Can you see that? And in her dua she says, Rabbi inni dhalamtu nafsi, my Rabb, I have wronged myself. What have I wronged myself in? In worshipping the sun instead of you. Wa aslamtu ma'a Sulaiman, I submit just as Sulaiman, lillahi, to Allah Rabbil Alameen. So you can highlight that as well. So that, in essence, we come to the end of this juz. What I'd like to do today is very quickly go over Suratul Qadr again with you, just so that we have some perceptions or some understanding of the night of Qadr, which is today. I went over it with you yesterday, I think, but I'd like to just go over it again, just so that it stays with us. So Suratul Qadr is the awesomeness of the night of the descent of the Quran. I would call it limitless. The moment you think Qadr, think limitless. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil Qadr. Indeed, we, the totality of the spiritual world involved, sent it down all at once, fi laylatil Qadr, in the night of the Qadr, and we just talked about it, to the heart of the Prophet. Okay? The entire surah is dedicated to this night. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَادِرِ, emphasis, magnifying, what will make you know what the night of Qadr is. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months, equivalent to about 83 years, a lifetime. So it's basically trying to say it's a night of timelessness. What happens in this night? تَنَزَّلُ, نَزَّلَ, row after row after row, not all at once. So the malaika, all the malaika, all the departments of angels come down, row after row after row. What row? Jibreel, or anything that's connected to Allah is known as row. Fiha, in it, bi'ithni rabbihim, with the permission of their Rabb. And we're told that they come down aspiring to meet Ahlul Quran, min kulli amrin, with every issue, health, financial, emotional, spiritual. So there is a potential to change from limited to limitless. Salam hiya hatta matla'il fajr, it is peace, it lasts until fajr. Matla'a is the rise of fajr. 19, 21, 23rd, I explained this yesterday, I'll go over it again. 19, you've ordered. 21, you've got a confirmation. 23rd, it is now confirmed. What do you do in Laylatul Qadr? Well, you write your aspirations. You give sadaqah. Ghusl at the beginning of the night and at the end of the night. This salah of two rakat is amazing. Two rakats in every rakat, Suratul Fatiha, seven times Suratul Tawheed. When you finish in sajda, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilay, and we're told before you raise your head, and you can do it if you can't do in sajda, even sitting up, before you finish, Allah will forgive your parents. Istighfar, the ghifar is a helmet to protect yourself. So we're asking for protection in, how can I put it, protection from ourselves and the mistakes we've made. And then to do a U-turn, ask him to make this the ultimate repentance. Connect this to Dua al-Tawbah that normally we recite on Laylatul Qadr, is on the 23rd, but you could start reciting now to 10 times, if not 100 times. La'na is a withdrawal of mercy, and here we're asking for la'na on the one who killed Amir al-Mu'mineen. The Quran is full of la'na because it is an expression of tabarra, to run away from imperfection towards perfection. In Suratul Ahzab, Allah sends la'na on those who hurt Allah and His Prophet. And this is exactly what we're doing here. There is the amal of putting the Quran on the head, and where we acknowledge the awesomeness of the Quran and we are verbalizing the names of the Masumin. I suggest you keep those names near you. We've uploaded the amals for the 19th on both the Q-Fatima site, and inshallah they will do it on the Hujjat site as well. But if you go to Q-Fatima admin, the amals there takes about 42-43 minutes. We've included the Munajat of Imam Ali. Munajat is a whispered secret conversation. It's actually talking about relationship between Allah and the human being through Asma al-Husna. And if you can, Jershan Kabir. If not all the 100 parts, at least one. Jershan is an armor. It's just amazing. If you were to recite Jershan Kabir 3 times in Ramadan, Allah makes Jahannam haram and Jannah wajib. You're in protection for the rest of your life. It's a no-brainer. try and recite it, try and go over the Asma al-Husna. So Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Inshallah, tomorrow, oh my goodness, we're so near, we're going to do